I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is the manager of the IU Auditorium, Doug Boer, and we're talking about the 2009-2010 season. And Doug is letting us in a little bit on some of the decisions, some of the things that are coming up, and I'm caught up immediately with the notion that one of the strengths of this year's season is three really neat musicals. Tell us a little bit about the three. It's Wizard of Oz, then Jesus Christ Superstar, and Avenue Q. Each one has something a little different, Doug.
That's right. Well, thanks, first of all, George, for inviting me to come over and speak with you. Wizard of Oz is a fully staged, beautiful, lush production of the favorite movie musical that we've all seen for years. This tour is fully produced and has amazing talent. But in addition to the talent, we are very excited about the production quality of the show. It is, it's absolutely dazzling. And so it's great for people to be able to see live and in person that classic that they've known and loved from either the silver screen or from TV.
Yes, indeed. And then Jesus Christ Superstar with the person who originated the role and still playing it.
That's right. Ted Neely is continuing to play Jesus in his inimitable way, and we are very excited to host Ted. His last appearance here in Bloomington was in the early 90s, and so this is a great opportunity for an entirely new audience to see Ted, but also for those folks who are Ted Neely fans, of which I know there are many out there, to come and see Ted playing this role one more time.
Although Avenue Q is the third in the line of the musicals, in a way I see it as kind of in between The Wizard of Oz and Jesus Christ Superstar. In terms of perhaps the audience that you had in mind for this?
Absolutely. Well, it appeals to folks, I like to say, anyone who considers themselves an adult. This is not a musical for young kids. We have our mature content warning labeled on each advertisement for this show for a reason, and that's because there's a little bit of body puppet behavior and a little bit of adult language in the show. But those aside, it is an absolutely inventive and creative show which uses puppets similar to what you would expect to see on Sesame Street or The Muppets, but to tell an adult story. And that story is of Princeton, who is a 22-year-old recent college graduate who moves to New York City. It's his quest to figure out his purpose in life, all about relationships and friendships, and how does he find something worthwhile to do with a BA in English. So it's extremely tongue-in-cheek, very witty, and it guarantees laughs from start to finish.
So there's three musicals for you. At the same time, a number of shows that focus on music, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons opening, the tribute to the Beatles' Rain that's playing all over the country, not necessarily a total focus on music, but Dennis James coming back for the third time to host Halloween.
Absolutely.
Classics are certainly not ignored in this year's presentation. A major orchestra coming to town, the Cleveland Orchestra, and also a major solo talent, Yo-Yo Ma, doing a solo recital for you.
Absolutely. He'll be joined by his pianist, Kathy Stott, who is an incredible talent in her own right. You know, the only other time he's been in Bloomington was back in 1989. When he played in a trio with Manny Axe and Isaac Stern.
Let's wrap up with two of the items here. Cirque Dreams Illumination and something totally different, Punch Brothers.
That's right. Cirque Dreams Illumination is a spectacle in and of itself. The creator of these shows is a gentleman named Neil Goldberg, who is an expert, and he has traveled all over the world to find the most incredible acrobats and various acts to put into his show. It is absolutely breathtaking to watch the feats that are performed right before your very eyes on the stage. And so we're happy to have Neil back. And then Punch Brothers is Chris Teeley, formerly of Nickel Creek, combined with four other extremely talented musicians to create a new sound, in part based on bluegrass, but there are strong hints of classical music, jazz, and pop music, some folk, and some country. So Chris is an incredibly talented artist. His band that joins him is equally talented, and they are really on the cutting edge of finding a new genre of music that they call their own.
We've been speaking with the person who calls it his own and our own, and that's Doug Boer, the director of the IU Auditorium, about the 2009-2010 season. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.